Hey founders, this is the SaaS Boss Show, the podcast for SaaS founders in the growth stage who want to get unstuck, build high-performing teams, and get clarity about how to build a profitable startup. Every week, I interview SaaS consultants, coaches, and experts who work with dozens of startups just like yours and share their best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS. My name is Natalie Luniva, and I'm a growth and leadership coach to SaaS founders, and I'm also married to a SaaS founder, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us on this conversation. Hi, everyone. A couple of weeks ago, I attended a workshop by Seth Godin. I'm sure everyone knows who Seth is. He's an author and a thought leader on marketing. And in the workshop, he talked about management versus leadership. And I got a chance to ask him a question about that. His team allowed me to use and share this recording. But before I play his answer, I wanted to kind of set the stage. I hear a lot of founders say that they don't want to be manager. Seth's differentiation between the two is he says that managers work to get their employees to do what they did yesterday, but a little faster and a little cheaper. While leaders know where they'd like to go, they understand that they cannot get there without their team to make something happen. While I agree with both statements, I think that first of all, you cannot become a leader without first becoming a good manager. A lot of founders say that they much rather not manage anyone. They would much rather just work on their stuff and not have to manage anyone. And that's why they A, either don't hire anyone, or B, if they do hire, then they struggle with the daily management and just overall communication. And it's a struggle. It's just lots of mental energy goes into that, and they really don't want to do that. My answer to that is, if you want to grow, and I think in majority of cases, you cannot grow past a certain stage by yourself. Yes, you can grow to a couple of $1,000 MRR, but it's almost impossible to grow past that stage by yourself. So you still need to work with someone. So you still need to hire a team. Plus, I don't even know if you want to do that because there are so many things that are strategic things that you can work on. And instead, you're spending your time on things that someone can do for $10 an hour if you learn how to delegate properly. So I think that you need just to learn management skills and become a good manager. And this skill is going to help you anyway. And still in the future, you're still going to need this skill. So anyway, I think it's better that you'd rather learn this sooner than later. My second point is when you are on a bootstrap budget, you actually cannot afford, in majority of cases, to hire people who you don't need to manage, who are gonna take your idea and just go with it and just do anything that it takes to achieve the goal so that you don't need to oversee their activities and manage them. Those people are really expensive. And when you are on a bootstrap budget, unfortunately, you cannot afford those people. So what I think is that you really need to learn how to become a good manager. And then with time, you'll learn how to be a leader. And with time, your revenue is going to grow and hopefully you will be able to afford the people who you don't have to manage. With this, I wanted to share with you a recording where Seth is talking how to hire people that you don't need to manage. Here we go.
Seth was talking about how he doesn't have to manage people, how he is leading people, and there is a big difference between the two, right? And my question is, how do you find people that you don't need to manage?
Yeah. So I'm going to posture the question a little bit with full respect. One mindset is, I would like people who manage themselves, meaning I would like them to do what I want them to do without me saying anything, which is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is being comfortable giving the people around you the authority and the leverage and the space to do something you wouldn't have done. Not that they need to read your mind, but that they are actually in charge. And that when they have a question, they should ask. And when they don't have a question, they should do something. And so along the way, there's a lot of speed bumps. So for example, all of my writing is done by me, every word of it. And the reason is no one could write in a way that would make me happy because I would have to manage every word. I can't say to somebody, oh yeah, write a blog post, go ahead and put it up there, I'll look at it later. That would not be okay with me. But I can say to a trusted, talented, empathic, charismatic woman, you go ahead and manage and run. And if something doesn't work out the way you expect, let me know. Because she is better at it than I am. I'm not even tempted to manage her because that's not on the agenda. So you have to begin by opening yourself to say, I will not insist that people read my mind. Instead, I will have a very clear outlook on how I want the world to be and how I want my people, the people around me, to comport themselves, the promises we make and the way we keep them. And then they're in charge.
And that's it for this episode. For those tech founders who have a remote team, I have a question. Do you find yourself that it's much faster for you to do things by yourself than waste all of that mental energy delegating tasks to someone? And so you either don't hire anyone, or if you already have a remote team, you're guilty of doing those tasks by yourself because there's just so much energy goes into delegating the tasks and then just managing people. Are you able to take a few days off and not be worried that your servers will go down or your support is going to blow up? What if you could work on more strategic, important things and let your team fix the bugs? If you only started building your team in the last couple of years, I guarantee that you are making lots of mistakes that hinder your growth without even realizing that. Oftentimes, you, the founder, may end up being the bottleneck to your team's success. That is definitely hard to swallow, but it's true. But also look on the bright side, this is also the easiest problem for you to fix because you are in control of how to fix it. I'll be launching soon a program that will help tech founders improve your team performance and as a result, remove the roadblocks to scale in your SaaS just by improving your operations and team dynamic. This is really the shortcut. To be notified when it's live, go to my website, natalieluniva.com/team. natalieluniva.com/team.